wants to wallow in champagne?
I don't.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
I don't.
Who wants a private landing field too?
Wait,
I don't.
And I don't, cause all I want is you. Who wants to be a millionaire?
I do.
Who wants uranium to spare? Wants to journey on a gigantic yacht.
Do I want a yacht? Oh, how I do not.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd be pretty happy with a yacht or a private landing bay. Heck, for $1 million, I'd even consider heading out solo this Valentine's Day. Don't panic. I think Mr. Grumpy will be busy dealing with our four offspring at the moment. I think I'll get away with that, maybe. If indeed, though, all I want is you is your focus this Valentine's Day. Chris Parry is your wingman. He's got some destinations to ignite your passion and not your Visa card. How are you going, Christopher?
Good. How are you?
I am very, very well. Now, tell me, where are you going to take people? Little travels or big travels for Valentine's Day before we go further afield?
Well, look, just before we even get there to any field, let me just share this with you.
Okay.
Off we go on our life. Together we'll have some joy and strife. No matter where, I'll travel with you. Wherever we are, I'll always love you. How's that?
Self-penned?
Absolutely self-penned.
With a pen.
Wouldn't do anything else, would it? And it was with a pen.
Not like Steve Allen and his pathetic computer.
No, and the violet blue thing, no.
Yeah, no, that was dodgy.
I think I'll win a prize for that, don't I?
You could win a prize, unfortunately.
Chris calling in from North Perth.
Chris from North Perth, unfortunately, you've got some sort of contractual agreement with 6PR. I don't know, it involves travelling, something like that.
So Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Let's look at some Valentine's Day travel within Perth. And most importantly, I'm going to start a campaign here. Let's reclaim summer.
Good luck,
Okay, we're going to try very hard this week because the four ideas I've got for Valentine's Day, you're either on the water or in it.
Yeah, good point. You could have been in the water yesterday, quite underwater.
So we're going to start with the Little Ferry Company. These two beautiful little boats that are operating out of Elizabeth Quay. They're fully electric and they chug their way up to Claysbrook Cove. And Skipper Kevin gives you a nice little commentary on the way, the new things that are happening on the river and the old things as well. And that's a beautiful, beautiful environment to just sit in one of those glorious boats. They're quite Gatsby-esque.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they were built in the 1920s, but they're very modern, very new, and very, very quiet. So that's a good start.
And a little bit more intimate than those big ones. Yeah.
And you can get off at Claysbrook Cove, duck into the Royal and have a little champagne flute each. And then Kevin will wait for you and you can hop back in the little ferry and go back to Elizabeth Quay.
I like Kevin already. He's got my stamp of approval.
And he wears an old skipper's hat too.
Oh, okay. That's number one.
Yeah, so it looks good.
Number two.
Number two, you have to get into the water for this one. So the Rockingham Wild Encounters have got a Swim with Dolphins Valentine special for two people to jump into the water with the dolphins. So that to me looks pretty good.
I have done that one and I love it. Absolutely adore it. Yeah.
I reckon that'll get the smile on your face and a smile on the face of your loved one as well.
Definitely, most definitely. All right, number three.
Number three, we'll get back on the water,
mm-hmm.
But on the Swan River with the Water Wanderers Valentine's Day special. So a bit of kayaking there from the South Perth Esplanade, and you'll get the canapes and some flowers and photos. So that's a nice one as well if you're up for a little bit of exercise with your romantic experience.
And do you know what? Nicer than, because I love the ocean, but I think it's going to be a little bit dodgy just looking at the, the weather out for you, Christopher. Partly cloudy, light winds becoming southwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres during the day. So that means the beach is perhaps not perfect, but the river would be great.
The river would be lovely. And you know, kayaking, you always have that thing, particularly on the river, where one way you're going to be into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're always going to be a little bit of a struggle one way, but the other way will be nice and easy.
Okay.
But I thought that was a really good one, a Valentine's Day kayaking one. And then number four, a bit easier, this one. There's a Rottnest Island day return and dinner at a restaurant in Hillary's through Rottnest Fast Ferries. So you get your day return ferry, admission to Rottnest, and a two-course meal and some wine and beer back at, I think it's Hurricane's Grill at Hillary's Boat Harbour. So that's a nice day on the water, Rottnest Island, and back for dinner.
Ah, so you don't have dinner. Oh, I was envisaging having dinner at the pub. That got me excited.
Oh, you could do that as well, but not with this package.
Not with that package. That's okay. Well, that's fine.
There's four options in Perth, so all involving our water and reclaiming summer.
Little Ferry Company, the Rockingham Dolphins, the Water Wanderers kayaking, and off to Rottnest and back for dinner at Hillary's. Christopher Parry, you've done us proud. Hey, I found a little bit of romantic music that sums you up, I believe.
Oh.
That apparently is Christopher Parry's signature song that comes from
That's
Mrs.
Right.
Parry, and I believe the two of you did some special moves on that for your wedding night. We're going to come back and keep chatting with you, Chris, because you're going to take us now travelling to Asia. You're listening to 882 6PR.